think was something that you saw, and that's why he had so much more success towards the end of the season, and just that growth process, getting more comfortable with the position.
When you talk about drafting a quarterback, I mean, there can be some friction between an established guy if you bring another guy in. Do you think Sam's the kind of guy who wouldn't be looking over his shoulder?
He would have no problem with that. And listen, you're gonna continue to develop your roster. You have to in the National Football League. You gotta stay two deep, three deep at some spots. And you know, we're gonna continue to bring guys in. The quarterback is being one of them. Doesn't necessarily mean he's got to be the day one starter. You know, as a rookie, so you can again develop your young talent. Just makes you better, especially later in the season when you really need those guys.
Doug, I'm looking at the tape of last year. What were particularly down the stretch when he had some pretty good chemistry with Jordan and Zach? I mean, what were your impressions of his chemistry with his receivers?
I thought it was great. I felt like he was on the same page with those guys. He understood where they were going to be. There were some big, I think of the Dallas game off the end, the walk off to Jordan there at the end. I mean, those are the things that you want your quarterback to do on a day in and day out basis, and that's those are the things that get you fired up.
Did you look specifically at that last game with the Giants when it was kind of it was still a little bit of Chip but a little bit of Pat, and then the ability to check out of plays and whatever, change things all,
yeah,
et cetera?
Yeah, I did look at that game because that was very similar to kind of what I bring, you know, to the table and what the offensive structure that I'm going to bring, where he can have a little flexibility at the line of scrimmage and get in and out of plays. And I know Pat was kind of in charge that last game and put him in positions that way to be successful. And, you know, those are things that I'm going to continue to bring and develop him. And that was a big game.
How important is that?
I was just going, how much can you talk to him now about football? He said he mentioned a little bit of terminology.
Yeah.
A little bit of terminology.
Yeah, because he was in contract negotiations in the last couple of weeks. We could talk and all that, but now that he's signed.
The ability just to talk about audibly and chain things on the line of scrimmage, how important is that to what you do?
It's important. It's not everything that we do. Again, when I say audibling, it doesn't necessarily mean changing the play. We might go in with two or three route concepts per play, and you can just hand signal and get us in and out of one. So those are the types of things that you talk about, not necessarily changing the entire player protection. But that's where he and the guys are very sort of aware and in tune to what we're going to do offensively.
Obviously, this is the quarterback's most important player on the team. How was this all laid out to you when you came on board, being kind of a limbo situation?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing was we wanted to make sure the quarterback spot was right and start there and then let everything kind of unfold from there. I think we've done a great job this spring leading up to free agency and the draft.
You told me a month ago that DeMarco Murray, you thought he was happy, he hasn't told you anything otherwise. Do you still believe that's the case? I mean, there have been a zillion different reports every which way. Do you still believe DeMarco Murray is happy and he'll be on this team?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I can't tell you one way or the other if he is or not. Would love to have him. You know, he's a member of the Philadelphia Eagles, and you know, we'll just go from there.
What did your experience in Kansas City teach you about building an offensive line and the timetable for that and the different routes for?
I'm gonna tell you something. It's important. It's important to have an offensive line, but I'll tell you this. Because of the injuries that we had in Kansas City, we found five guys that wanted to play. And that's the bottom line. You find five guys that are going to be tough. They're going to be brothers in arms when they walk out there, and they're going to be nitty gritty. They're going to be dirty. That's what you want. And we found five guys in Kansas City, and obviously we'll find the five here.
Can you do that in an off season?
What's that?
Can you do that in an off season?
Yes. Yes, you can.
How long did it take you after you were hired to discern that you wanted Sam Bradford to be your quarterback?
It didn't take long. You know, really, after I evaluated the season, watched his progression, it didn't take long at all. And I think, too, there's chemistry with a quarterback and his players, and that's important. I think that's very important. I know the system's going to change, but there's chemistry between him and the rest of the guys.
Did you have a good feeling about Sam potentially being your quarterback when you interviewed him? I mean, at that point?
Yeah. At that time? Yeah, I did. And you know, I felt like the two, it was, you know, in my mind that you'd love to have him back. Again, free agency can be a funny thing, you know, going into. And, you know, you don't blame a player for wanting to test free agency. I know we're not there yet, but, you know, it could have happened.
What do you expect from this team during free agency, and how big of a role will you have in the whole process?
Well, it's something that, you know, again, as a staff, we've evaluated all the free agents that are out there. We're going to find, you know, the guys that we feel fill our needs, fill our spots that we need.
Yeah.
Free agency you can go a couple of different ways. You know, it can be guys that can be here forever. It can be a guy that's going to be here for a year that helps you get to where you want to be, and then you fill in with the draft. So we're geared up for that. We're looking forward to next week. And bringing in guys that can help us win games.
Doug, what do you look for specifically when you look at
offensive linemen?
Offensive linemen, yeah.
Well, you want to look at athleticism, number one. What type of player are they? Are they physical? Are they more finesse? How are they bend? Their flexibility in their lower body? How well do they run? Things like that fit into the style of offense and the style of running that we're going to do.
How much are you enjoying or not enjoying this process in terms of the entire offseason, just step by step going through it?
It's been a lot of fun. It really has. The process is great to be able to kind of watch your roster unfold and put the pieces together. The guys we signed, has been tremendous. And now just looking forward to the free agency, bringing some new guys in, and then obviously the draft.
How do you view the receivers you have on this team right now? Sam spoke about them a little bit. They're young, but they seem...
They're young, they're talented. I think they have a good rapport with Sam, to be able to work with them. I think that's very important. I think that we still have to create depth in that spot, in that position. We'll look into free agency there, and then obviously the draft. But I think it's a good, talented, young group of receivers.
In terms of the collaboration.
Any more thought on your training camp plans?
Say that again.
Any more thought on your training camp plans? Whether you're going to stay put or go away?
We're staying here. We're going to stay here.
In terms of the collaboration, what's your role in free agency?
Free agency? Well, I've evaluated the players just like the staff, the rest of the staff did. My role was to basically look at offense and defensive players. It was a short list, obviously, but to get my feeling and my opinion on certain players. And, then from there, we put a plan together on sort of an ABC checklist on who we wanted and who we're going to try to target and get, and then we go from there.
Are you a good recruiter in free agency?
Well, Sam's here, right?
Yeah.